Right, we're in Siman Tav Chav Vav. Siv, base still. The Machaber says, "V'omer Shalosh Pamim Siman Tov Tiyeh L'chol Yisrael Baruch Yotzerich etc." That we say. The Rama adds, "The Rokade Shalosh Pamim Kenegda." You dance because we say and say Kashem Shani Rokade, and then you V'omer Tipol Aleihem Ulamafreya Kevin Yidmu Shalosh Pamim V'omer L'chaver Shalosh Pamim Shalom Alecha Meishav Avi Kshalal. Why do we say Shalom Alecha? Because once you have just said Tipolei Masav Afachad, you say to your friend Shalom Alecha to make up for saying Tipolei Masav Afachad. When you dance, the Mishnah Berurah says that Kol Tzachorin will say you should be careful not to bow when you're dancing, so that it doesn't look like you're bowing to the moon. That's why we dance, that you go up on your toes to dance, even though that's not the normal way of dancing. That's how we dance in this case, to make sure that you don't end up bowing down where it would look like you're bowing down to the moon. Some explain why is it that we say Aleinu after Kiddush Levana. The reason is so that people don't think Chas V'Shalom that we're going out to dance towards the moon or bow down towards the moon or give any honor to the moon. That's why we say Aleinu L'Shabech right away and say Ki Hashem Elokim B'Shamayim Ma'al Einod to show it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're going out to celebrate. The minhag to say Aleinu, the Chazon Ish says, is dafka when you say Kiddush Levana with a tzibur, but when you say it on your own, there's no reason to say Aleinu. Chaim Kanievsky says that you only have to end with Ki Hashem Elokim B'Shamayim Ma'al. You don't need to say the full Aleinu with Al Kein Kav Lecha, etc. until V'Nemar. That is not needed, since the whole purpose is just to say, look, we're going out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to the moon. The Ramah continues, Enogin Lomar David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim Shemachuson Nimshal Levanav Asid L'Shadish Kamosa, because the kingship of David is compared to a moon, and will come back just like the moon comes back. And that's why we celebrate. Siv Gimel, Aremas HaMavarach HaNalev, when do you do Kiddush Levana? Until Atesayim Yom HaMolad V'lo Tesayim B'chlal, 16 days after the Molad, but the 16th day is not included. V'en L'kadosh El L'chatzi Chav Tes Yod Beis Tavshin Tzadi Gimel, Min HaMolad, that's the amount of time from the Molad that you can do it. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's actually from the hour of the Molad, and we do it Me'es L'es, so there's a specific time that you would stop doing it. The Ramah quotes a Knesset Sadola who says that B'diyevet, if you do it Tesayim days, that would be okay, b'diyevet. So if you're stuck and you haven't done it yet, you would be able to do it on the 16th day. Siv Dalet, Eim Mavarach HaNaleh Ad SheYavru Shiva Yamim Aleh. You have to wait 7 days to do Kiddush HaChodesh. The Ramah is Eim Akatran Alvana Tachas Hagah. So the Mechaber's opinion is that you have to wait 7 days to do Kiddush Levana, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes most Acharonim who disagree and say that you just have to wait 3 days, Me'es L'Es, from the Molad in order to do Kiddush Levana. Some say you should wait until Motzei Shabbos to do it, but the Vilna Gaon says, no way, you should do it right away. And the Chazon Ish and the Stipler and Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach used to do it right after 3 days, and they would not wait until Motzei Shabbos to do it. Others disagree, and they wait until Motzei Shabbos to do it, but you have what to rely on if you don't want to wait until Motzei Shabbos, and after 3 days you already want to do Kiddush Levana. But the Mechaber again says to wait 7 days, and you don't do it when you are under a roof. The Ramah says, Eim HaKatran HaChodesh, when you're under a roof. That is only lechatchila, but someone who's concerned that they don't want to go outside for whatever reason, they're going to get sick, or the place is dirty and you can't make brachas or anything like that, so then you can do Kiddush HaChodesh in your house through a room, through a window, as long as you're able to see the moon and benefit from the light of the moon, etc. But, if possible, you should go outside, but b'diyevet, you'd be able to say it under a roof or something like that. The Minhag Olam, Mata Ephraim, says that if you didn't do Kiddush HaChodesh at the right time, so when you're doing it on the 16th day or something like that, you say the words of the Gemara about Kiddush Levana, of Haro'a Levana, B'chidusha, Omer Brachat Hashem, etc., instead of saying just the bracha to try and cover yourself that I'm actually just learning Gemara now.